Welcome to an audio about an event that's going to take place in my local community. I'm going to tell you a bit more about the Glanmire Heritage Society and their participation in an Irish National Heritage Week that's coming up very soon. And I'm lucky enough to have with me here Frances Hedigan. And Frances, will you actually be the one to tell me about what's happening here locally in Glanmire?
Right, well, the Heritage Society have organised a programme of events for National Heritage Week. Here they'll take place in the local community centre, which is the old National School in Riverstown.
That's the one I was in last night, just down in Riverstown on the main road.
That's right, opposite the Riverstown Inn there.
Oh, yeah.
Starting on Tuesday morning from 10 a.m, we will have a heritage photographic exhibition and various other cuttings from old newspapers and things telling the history of the Glanmire area.
Will they go back a long time? Do they go back?
Well, some of them would go back quite far, yes. Some of them then would be photographs that would have been taken in schools, you know, and children, you know, maybe all of fourth class or a first communion or a confirmation class, things like that that the Heritage Society would have accumulated over the years for their various publications.
Are you in any of the photographs yourself?
I'm not, no. I was only in that school for 1 year
and
I don't remember any photographer coming during that time. No.
So those photographs are up for.
Yeah, they'll be on display for the whole week from Tuesday through till Friday evening.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, whilst the community centre is open.
Right. And is there a person locally who's responsible for those photographs? A person who gathers them?
Yes, a person in the Heritage Society generally collect things, but Josie Brady and Mary O'Dowd would be the two people who look after them during the year, and we haul them out then on occasions and put them on display.
Oh, lovely, lovely. So what else is on then?
Then on Tuesday afternoon, this is the 21st of August at 2 o'clock, there's a video down memory lane. It's actually the 29th September 1987 when the senior citizens, I think it might be their visit to Áras an Uachtaráin, that a video was made of.
You mean people from here in Glanmire?
Yes.
Went to Áras an Uachtaráin to meet the Irish president?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I presume it was in Mary. I think it might have been in Mary Robinson's days. I'm not sure now, looking back at the dates. 87, or it would have been.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
But anyway, back then, whoever was president of Ireland in 19... Yes. I don't know, I was living in England at the time.
All right. Yeah. But, or else it could be a video showing what the senior citizens were doing on a particular day of Active Age Day. Because they have been to the Áras, but it might be a video of their activities on one particular senior's Active Age Day.
Tell me, back in the 1980s, did they have such an idea as Active Age Day? Is that a modern thing, or does that go right back to 1987?
It must do.
Yeah.
Because we have always had since the Community Association was set up in the early 80s, when the school closed as a national school in 1975. And a couple of years after that, a group of local people got together and said they had no community centre and the population was expanding, the valleys were beginning to be developed with housing, and there wasn't anything, you know, there was no centre for people to congregate and meet in and look after local affairs. So there was a very good committee at the time, and they got a long-term lease on the building from the diocese, and ANCO at the time would have put in trainee apprentices, and they took it on as a project, and they restored the old school as a community centre.
That was before the organisation was called FOSS, is it?
Yes, it was. Oh, it was, yeah. Oh, it didn't become FOSS until about 88 or 89.
Right. And were you involved back in those days?
I was involved in the Community Association back in those days, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's great. So that's either we go to the Oris, to the Irish president, or we stay local.
Or you stay local, right. And it would be tracing what the particular, a lot of those people now wouldn't be with us any longer, of course, because they were the senior citizens that were involved in the community association at
the time. Well, it is meant to be heritage, isn't it? So,
oh, it is, so. Yes. And the seniors have always been very active. If there's anything on, they're always the people who do the baking and provide the refreshments, and we would always have had a very active senior citizens group, yeah.
Actually, talking about baking and refreshments, at this event, which will be going on for, I see, 3.5 hours, will there be a cup of tea and a cake?
Oh, there'd be a cup of tea and a cake or a biscuit or something anyway, all right, yes.
Good, because I think that would be kind of handy.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, there is a kitchen within the community centre, you know, and that's, we'd normally have those facilities. Then John O'Callaghan, who's going to have a slideshow showing various slides he would have taken over the years from about the 60s or 70s onwards of changes in the area.
Is he a local photographer or who is John O'Callaghan?
He's just a local resident who takes an interest in any changes that are happening in the environment and tends to go out with the camera.
He must have a huge number of photographs, does he?
Oh, he would have, yes.
All negative? So they all...
No,
are they all
slides mostly, yes. Slides.
Has he gone digital yet?
Oh, don't ask me now about those sort of technical things. He's able to project them onto a screen.
Right. So will the slideshow be projected onto a screen?
It will. Yes.
Yeah, that's on Tuesday night.
On Tuesday evening. And then that's followed by...
Will there also be a cup of tea at that?
Oh, I presume so. You're very anxious about the cup
of tea. I am. I'm into the old cup of tea, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Do you not like a cup of tea yourself when you go to something? Or does it bother you at all? It
doesn't bother me at all, right, actually,
right,
you know.
Right. I must be a tea addict or something. Go on anyway, tell me more.
And then we have this very famous storyteller, Pat Spate, who would be very well known in Cork storytelling, Shanachie circles. He would go storytelling, I suppose, all over Ireland, really. He has a website and CDs, etc., etc. But he would always be in Cape Clear for the storytelling weekend, which is coming up now at the end of the month. But
that's an island off West Cork, isn't it? Down near Skull.
It is off, I suppose, Baltimore. Off Baltimore.
Yeah. I'd love to go there.
Yes.
I really would. There's an American guy who is big influence there, who's been living on Cape Clear for a very long time, has written several books, and he's a poet, and he writes about the landscape.
Right.
And I think he has pulled that storytelling festival together.
Mm-hmm.
So Pat Spate's on his way to Cape Clear.
Oh yeah, we just managed to capture him before he heads off that following weekend. That's why he's on early Tuesday, because I think the festival starts on the Friday or Saturday in Cape Clear.
So Tuesday evening, 8:15.
Yes.
Get to Pat Spate. Does he live locally, Pat Spate?
No, he doesn't, but I would know him through Cork Mountaineering Club. He's a member of Cork Mountaineering Club.
So
we were looking for a storyteller.
I think I met him once. Oh, great. Well, I have never...
That he'd love to do it.
Oh, lovely. Excellent. I must try and make that for sure. Go on. This is... And it's suitable for children.
Oh,
I can bring my daughter.
Oh, I would think so, yes.
Excellent. Although it's a bit late. It's 8:15. I'll be keeping her up late that night.
You would.
Yeah.
Then on the following day... John O'Callaghan is going to take people on a walk. The Heritage Society have printed leaflets on 3 local walks, so he will choose one of those and take people on a walk. It should last about 2 hours.
Is that more about nature, or is it about industrial archaeology?
Well, it will be about the area you're walking through, what you're looking at, what might have been there in the past, etc.
I read in a book, and somebody told me as well, that once Glanmire was called the Belfast of the South.
Oh yes, because of course on account of the Glashaboy River going through the area and the availability of water for powering mills, it would have been. There were numerous...
Do they used to make spades there?
Well, I possibly, but that's, I would associate that more with Upper Glanmire, but of course the Glashaboy comes down through Upper Glanmire as well, yeah. Yeah.
So there used to be mills here.
Oh yes, flax mills and barley mills and linen mills and breweries. Yes, but actually that is our current large project in the Heritage Society. We're trying to document the mills that were in the valleys of the Butlerstown and the Glashaboy.
Oh, that'll be interesting. You must tell me another time about that.
The 1800s.
And oh, great.
Coming into the 1900s, yeah.
Go on, take us through the rest of this week then. I must remember that one.
Yes, so that's John's guided walk. Then in the community centre that evening, we'll have the Glanmire set dancers. They would be the group that go to set dancing classes that Claire Brown, who is the local set dancing teacher, organises. And then Greta Coakley, who is a member of our own committee, is going to do some poetry reading.
All right. Is she going to read her own stuff, or is she going to read somebody else's stuff?
No, just stuff she likes from back in school days often. It would be stuff you learnt at school that still appeals to her.
Do you know there's a book about that? There's a book out which said, you know, poems I learnt at school.
At school, there is indeed, yeah. And so that'll give the set dancers a rest, and then there's
Is there
more.
Any opportunity for any of the people to go along to the poetry reading to read a poem themselves, or is Greta going to do it all herself?
Well, I suppose depending on how time would be available, I'm sure that if there was somebody who came along, we could probably fit in a poem by them as well.
We better ask Greta.
up to now, yeah. We suppose we generally find people. Well, there's a community sing along, you see, after the set dancers finish. So that would be a matter of some people volunteering to sing. And maybe we could have another, that would be a good place to slot in another poetry reading.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm a poet, you see. Better declare an interest,
so,
right?
So, you, of course, so you have
I wouldn't
in that.
Mind to read a poem, yes, but on the other hand, it would be nicer if other people would read poems too.
Yes.
But anyway, look, that there's a poetry reading. That's great, on the Wednesday evening.
Yeah, so that finishes up then at 9:30.
And what's the sing-along? What does that mean? Does that go on for a while, or is that an early finish?
Well, for about a half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, just the people who come to the set dancing, sure, often set dancers are singers as well, or they're musicians. Or
were you at it last year?
I was, yes.
Is there any particular song that people locally here in Glanmire like to sing especially? Is there any kind of local anthem or anything?
Well, not that I know of, really. But last year, an interesting thing happened, because there was a very young group came from Fermoy. They were the Ceoltas group from Fermoy, and there was a little 11-year-old who's a Shannos singer, and she gave a lovely rendition of Charles Kickham's song "She Lived Beside the Anner." And as it happened, one of the people who were there that evening, Pauline, I think she's O'Leary now, I'm not just sure of her surname, she told us afterwards that she's a great grandniece of Charles Kickham's.
Wow.
Now, Kickham's lived locally up the Sarsfields Court direction in the past, so that it was an interesting connection and a coincidence that the little one was singing.
He's quite a well-known composer among some people, isn't he?
Great-granduncle song.
Is Charles Kickham composed some other songs I've heard of?
Well, he would have written novels as well.
Right.
Yeah, I mix him up with the Canon Sheehan now, but he wrote
But he's a anyway, he lived locally. We better claim
I'm
him.
I'm not sure. No, he would have lived more, I think, in the Tipperary area. But
But was he in Sarsfields Court?
No, but this person, Pauline, would be a grandniece of his. A great-grandniece, rather.
Right.
A great-grandniece, yeah.
Right.
And so some branch of his family would have of the Kickhams lived in Sarsfields Court, yeah, in the past.
Well, that's good enough for us to claim him.
Oh, I suppose.
people have claimed people with a lot less evidence than that. Yes. God, he must have visited anyway.
Perhaps. Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Tell us more. What else is on after that?
On Friday, again, whilst the community centre is open from 10 a.m. until 9:30 p.m., the the photographic heritage exhibition will be on display. Yes.
Great.
And then that evening we'll finish up from 8 until 9:30 with a musical evening with Tommaso Canning and his group.
Will you tell people who he is, actually? Tell us who Tommaso Canning is.
Well,
you
know, Tommaso Canning is originally from Derry, but he's an Illan pipe player. And he actually was a founder member of the famous Liverpool Cayley band, because he lived in England for some time.
Right.
But the band would also have won Oireachtas titles back in the 60s. But he moved to Cork and became the Dean of Engineering in UCC in the 70s. And in fact, whilst was engineering was his line of studies, when Sean O'Riordan had died early, and he was the head of the music department in UCC at the time, Tomás stepped into the breach and took over the music department until a successor was appointed to Sean O'Riordan.
Now, people who don't know who Sean O'Riordan is, if you Google him, you'll find that he's practically one of the most important people in the revival of Irish traditional music.
Yes.
An amazing musician and a curator of music and an integrator of music from different traditions,
because he started off as a classical musician, but then he got drawn into the Irish situation. And yes, he, I suppose, successfully combined both his classical training and his traditional music. But Tommaso Canning would have written a biography of Sean O'Riordan as well, you know. He's the author of Traditional Music in Ireland and co-author of a biography of Sean O'Riordan.
I would imagine, you know, a good friend of mine is a guy called Bill Whelan. He wrote the music
for Riverdance.
I imagine that Bill Whelan might even know Tommaso Canning.
Well, Tommaso Canning would be quite a famous Illan pipe player, so presumably they may well have met. Yes.
They might. I must ask him. Anyway, that's great. So yes. Tomás is playing?
No, Tomás plays and sings and is an excellent MC. He would have great repartee between himself and Frank Houlihan and Tomás or Kieran Kelleher and the other people who would normally turn up to the kind of traditional Irish music and song evening that they used to host in Glanmire. It still goes on, I think, in the Widow's Bar in Glanmire, but unfortunately the Hearn's Perch is closed at the moment. Yes.
Would there be many people locally interested in Irish traditional music like that?
Oh, there would be, yeah. There's quite good Shannon singers around and people who do Irish dancing and...
Would they mind if I recorded them playing?
Oh, I'm sure they wouldn't mind at all. Actually, our neighbour up here, my next door neighbour, Liam Barry, is an excellent saxophone player. And he has a most unusual saxophone, which he brought along last year to our Heritage Week and demonstrated for the people who were there.
Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go along and record a bit then, if it's okay with them, and just get the airs out there.
Yes, oh, I'm sure people would be delighted, yes.
So that'll be an hour and a half of music?
Yes, and as well as that, there is a local... House of Rock, they call themselves. They meet down in the GAA Hall down here in Sallybrook, and they play one evening a week, and they teach young people how to play musical instruments.
Do they teach them how to play electric guitar and drums and
drums or
bass?
Liam is quite willing to teach people how to play the sax.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
But
is that in SARS now?
Yes, not in SARS. It's in Glanmire Football.
In the football club. They're right.
SARS is over.
Yes.
I
know, down the other road.
Yes.
And right.
This one here in Sallybrook is where the House of Rock meets.
So will the House of Rock be appearing at this?
Yes. Some of the people associated with the House of Rock come along as well. Claire Desmond organises that for us.
So we have an event which is a mixture of...
Oh, yes.
You have a mixture of Irish traditional music plus the House of Rock?
Yes, yes. The music that the people who go there would be interested in.
Very interesting. Great. Well, that's fantastic. Look, what this has it taken much organisation to get this to happen again this year? I know it happened last year, but...